Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? Such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I pray everyone is well and things are going well for you. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, and all of you know who are on that TuneIn app. All you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device, and in your search bar, type in WWGH. Anyone you know trying to get want to listen to our show, please share that information with them. Thank you and God bless you. Also, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, I'm live in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Okay, if you just want to be a part of the show, want to ask any questions, hey, maybe you want to be a guest one day. I take call-in guests as well. You don't have to come into the studio. I also do call-in guests. Okay, let me share with you others who do support A Voice of a People and have for many, many years. And that starts with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. And that number is 7403-828-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. And the next will take place June. We're going to be in June in a couple days. June 20th. June 20th will be the next fresh produce at Logos Christian Ministries. If you are in need of free produce, please take advantage of this opportunity. And if you know of someone else who can benefit from fresh produce, please share this information with them and mark your calendars. We have also started a prayer chain, and hopefully it is a prayer chain where we can lift up one another before our Lord. And not only that, people who are suffering health-wise, bereavement, or just need to be uplifted. We have people who are having challenges with mental health. Our nation needs prayer. Our national capital and all those people up there who rule and reign over us, they need prayer. Your city and your state needs prayer. So please let us lift up one another in prayer. I don't mind praying for people, so I'll start one now. Lord God, I just thank you for your many, many blessings and all of your benefits. I thank you for each one that is listening, and I thank you for all the newcomers that may be on today. We just thank you so much. Lead us and guide us. Shape us and mold us. Heal us, Lord. Guide us. Continue to bless and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, so that was short and hopefully sweet. And I included everyone into that prayer. You know, some people think it takes a lot to pray, or I got to bow my head, or I have to get on my knees. And, you know, those things are good. And if that's what you prefer to do, you have the opportunity to do that whenever you want. But I've also learned that it doesn't take all that to pray. Just pray. Just talk to God. Just ask him. Even if it's three words, Lord, help me today. Okay? It works. It actually works. And he hears you. Like the song said, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered me. Sometimes that's all it takes. Now, I do have a few announcements to give you. Now, also, I have an opportunity for whoever wants to call in and take advantage of the Not that one. And whoever wants to take advantage of the O.J. McDuffie Building Bridges, Bridging Gaps keynote dinner event, which will be held this Saturday at Tri Rivers, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Marion, Ohio. I have two tickets if you call into the office today. 740-383-9944. Okay, so let me... Okay, and that will take place May 30th. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. Contact Tara Dyer, 740-751-8050. Or her email, teachdyer1957@gmail.com. We all know that O.J. McDuffie is a Marion mate, former NFL wide receiver, Miami Dolphins Emmy Award winning podcaster. Marion made. What a great event and an opportunity for those of you who can meet O.J. McDuffie. Also, we will be having the Bobby Floyd Trio here in Marion, Ohio. This takes place June the 20th. At the May Pavilion, the Palace Theater, doors open at 6 p.m., entertainment at 6:30 p.m. There will also be a silent auction there, 50-50. General admission is $40, pre-sale only, no tickets at the door. Also, no tickets at the door, from what I understand, at Tri-Rivers for the O.J. McDuffie. It says reserve your seat today, okay? There are some other events going on in our city. Usually we take advantage of the month of June as a Juneteenth holiday to have different events in the multicultural, multi-race events. Okay, the first takes place. The first takes place, as soon as I pull this up, I tried to put this on my mail thing last night. Okay. The first will take place June the 5th at 6 p.m. at the Ohio State University of Marion, Ohio, 1465 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio. This is a faith and wellness walk. We are inviting our community, Marion, Ohio, to come out and be a part of the Faith and Wellness Walk. You can pledge to walk 1 mile, 2 miles, or 3 miles. It is a great event. It is our annual fifth Faith and Fitness Walk at Ohio State University. So come one, come all. Even if you walk a half a mile, just come out. There will be certificates issued out to all who come to participate. Also, we will be having Your Type Saves Lives Blood Drive. This takes place June the 12th at 2. Wait a minute. June the 12th at 12. 12 to 5. American Red Cross. I don't know what's wrong with my mouth today, but help me, Lord. 1849 Somerset Drive at the American Red Cross. Your Type Saves Lives Blood Drive. Again, June the 12th from 12 to 5. And in between there, I will announce this again. June 20th, Bobby Floyd Trio, La Costa Maze, and Cameron Cage. That's June the 20th. Doors open 5:30 at the May Pavilion. Historic Palace Theater. Don't forget, get your tickets in advance. There will be no sales at the door. General admission is $40. Okay. Pre-sale only. Now, I'm not sure where you get your tickets from. I mean, that would be nice if that was on there. I don't know if they're selling them at the Palace Theater. Or contact Tara Dyer again. 740-751-8050. Also, last but not least, the Black Joy Summer Fest. Youth Explosion. We are concentrating on our youth in our community this year. This takes place June the 27th at 12 noon until 5 p.m. This will be held at the Martin Luther King Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue on the west end of Marion, Ohio. We will be having food trucks, vendors, also sack races and tricycle contests for children. Bouncy houses will be there. So come out. We'll have a live band there. We will also have some of our youth opening up our event with song, maybe even a little skit or a little play. So we just want to focus on our youth this year and lift them up. And I think that will be the theme of the Marion Youth Explosion Black Joy Summerfest. Is our youth. Our youth is our future. That's what they say, right? And that is so true. They are our future. Okay, so that may be it for announcements. Let me double check here. There may be some more. Also, they will be bringing back the classic hoops competition at the Martin Luther King Park. This takes place July the 24th through the 26th at Martin Luther King Park, Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Marion, Ohio. And it's called now the Willie Q. Jones Memorial Double Elimination Adult Outdoor Basketball Tournament is officially back. Registration link. You can find this on my page on Facebook. Yeah. So, take advantage of that. That's always a fun day, all day, 3 days in a row. And I think they do the final competition on Sundays. And it's always very heavily trafficked. Lots and lots of people come from all over Ohio, Columbus, and Mansfield, and different places to play basketball tournaments. So hopefully you will take advantage of some of these events that are coming up in our city. Also, there will be a Flawless Conference June the 26th and the 27th. Ladies, it is time to push, pray until something happens. Romans 12 and 12. Registration is at 8:30, breakfast at 9, praise and worship at 10, both days, Friday and Saturday. Will be held at the Gathering Place, 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302. No cost this year. So this is going to be a free event, and please, please, please take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. There are, you know, all are welcome. All are welcome. So I'm going to be sharing some of this. Right. Da, da, da. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in and giving me an opportunity to say, hi, how you doing? You know how life goes on and you feel like, okay, if it's not one thing, it's always another. Once you feel like you have made such progress in one avenue or one circumstance or situation of your life, seems like as soon as that's over, here comes another one, right? Right. Let me get down to the thought for today. That's always a good one. And sets the tone for the rest of the show. Hope everybody's well out there. And bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Remember that saying? You know, they've been a little slow on giving me my thought for today. Let's go with let's go with opportunity. It's a short one. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. I think that goes along with being optimistic about your life, your situation, your family situation, your neighbors, the world, our country, our city, our state. It's being optimistic. Things may not be like you want them to be, or we think they should be, but we should always be optimistic. We should not give up hope. You know, we should not give up hope. We should always be able to have hope that things will get better. Hope, anyway, that they will get better. So I see that as being optimistic. That thought for today. Maybe I went there a little bit too fast, but I learned when Tara Dyer was my guest last week, and it's my bad that also May is Mental Health Month and Awareness. And also the month of flowers. And I was looking at my messages this morning, and I saw all these remarks on there. And guess what? Today is my sister's birthday. Onita Makrisha Sims. This is her 66th birthday. I hope she don't get mad because I told you how old she is. But today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Onita. Yeah, such a fun-loving person, always ready to help and push along the agenda or the narrative. That's her. That's my sister. So let's wish her all a happy birthday and sing happy birthday to her. Let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Onita. Happy birthday to you and many more. Yay. Crazy about my sister, okay? I'm sure you're crazy about yours if you have one. Okay. Memorial Day was Monday. Hopefully, many of you were able to cook out and do your official or your annual celebration for Memorial Day. It was kind of sketchy out there, all that rain and cold weather we were having just before Memorial Day. But, you know, I thank God that He blessed us with a great and fun day. I have asked the Lord to give me a word for today, and I have to get my things out. Now, I would have my things more and more ready, but our office manager caught me today and wanted to talk to the last minute, so he heard my music come on. So that kind of put me at odds, and I was still digging, trying to get my stuff out of my briefcase right. Let us not forget the homeless shelter and that they are always looking for volunteers, and their telephone number is 7403-874-550. Always looking for volunteers. What do some of you think about our homeless communities? I know it's not a good thing. Do we help out or do we try to help out those who are homeless and struggling in our communities? Let us try to put aside some funds and some extra time to volunteer. to help out where help is really needed. Okay. And we were talking about being optimistic. And today is the date. That's right, my sister's birthday. So that's May 28th, 2026. Okay. This title is called, this message is titled, God Knows Our Needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. That's the verse that they give us, and that's Matthew 6:33. You know, sometimes my phone is slow. Okay. We're going to go with Matthew. I don't know what's wrong with my phone sometimes. Okay, let's go. Chapter 6. I'm sure there's a little bit more in that chapter. Okay. Verse 33. Let's go back here. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow. That means they do not sow crops. They do not have to wait on a harvest and reap the benefits, or store away their food and scraps in barns. And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, that's something else, right? Add a single hour to your life? No, we can't. But I guess we can take a single hour away by worrying. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yeah, that means spin yarn or spin thread to make clothing. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Now, Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. And, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, he was the wisest. Okay, but Solomon, he was the wisest man other than the Lord who ever lived, and the richest man who will ever live. That was a promise God made him. No matter how much money these people acquire on this earth, they will never reach the riches of Solomon, King Solomon. And I think that has been their focus, King Solomon. They want to beat his numbers when it comes down to money. Would be nice if they knew how much money it was, right? Or wealth, yes. If that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, worry, not optimistic. And that's what we're talking about, being optimistic and knowing that things will get better. I will have what I need, no matter how God goes about bringing it to me or making it available for me. I will not be without. what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? You know, I was talking to a couple of friends the other day, and we were talking about, well, just yesterday, we went on our little walk. We walked 2 miles, and we're just talking about end time events, which, you know, we all feel that we are in end times, and we have been since Christ was crucified and risen from the dead. We've been in the end times. So we were just talking about storing up food, and because the things are so high, make sure you got plenty of toilet paper. You know, those things that we went through and witnessed, we all did during COVID. Maybe people who live in the country, I think they buy in bulk anyway. Maybe they were sufficiently supplied, like some of us were not, you know, that live in a city. You know, we live paycheck to paycheck, and maybe we didn't have exactly what we needed during those times. And every now and then, what you did need and had ran out of was not available to you. Just like cranberry sauce in a can, the gelled or the buried. No, that Thanksgiving, I don't know if it was 2021 or 2022, there was no cranberry sauce. I looked high and low. None. And it took them months to get that in store. So you never know what may be missing that we may need. Because, you know, I don't think they got a monopoly on that, on those things yet. I think they still have trouble with shipping and handling. So you just never know what you may need and run out of. But, you know, there's always a way to improvise. So let us not forget that either. And let us keep our hope and confidence up and be optimistic that God is in control. And he can make all these things happen for us. He can make sure we eat, we drink. But anyway, as we were talking about Elijah, J-A-H, who was the prophet in the times of Jezebel and her husband Ahab, you know. And they had all these prophets around there to Baal, that pagan idol Baal. And Elijah challenged them. You know, well, if Baal be God, then serve him. But if God be God, serve him. And he challenged them to call on their God and have their God show up and to perform a miracle. You know, God had told him exactly what to do. You know, build up this altar, you know, and pour water all around it. I mean water, okay? All around that altar, and have them call on their gods to set a fire. I mean, he called on them. They called on their gods to the point where they were scratching and cutting themselves trying to make their God come and perform and show up and perform it. They could not do that because their God wasn't real. Is your God real? Their God was not real. And they just wore themselves out, and their God did not show up. So Elijah said, I'm going to call on my God, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. And he called on his God, and his God not only came and set the fire and ate up a sacrifice, but he even got rid of all the water that he had Elijah pour around that altar. Even dried up all the water. Oh my gosh. And when Jezebel heard about that boy, she sent out a message to him. Your life is in danger. As soon as I get my hands on you, Elijah, you are out. So Elijah took off running. And oh, did he run. Fear set in. And he ran and he ran and he ran till he could not run anymore. And I guess he found himself in a forest at a brook, I think, which is a stream of water. And I don't know how long he was there, but God sent the ravens there to feed him. Can you imagine that? In the time of, I mean, there probably was not a drought, but the point was that Elijah was out there all by himself, he thought. And no one cared about him. He thought his life was over. This woman is trying to find him and track him down and kill him. And this is what was going on in his mind. I'm going to die. And he told God that I'm going to die. I'm the only one that you have left. But God reminded Elijah, I have 7,000 or 6 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. We cannot think that we are the only ones out here who believe, who trust in, lean on, and depend on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because God have people who have not been broken to serve an idol or another god. All of these lessons that are in the Bible are for us. Excuse me. They are for our learning and our ammunition to use. Ammunition. I think that's the word. When I think of ammunition, I think about a gun that is unloaded. But God gives us ammunition to put in that gun and to fire at the enemy. That's how I'll say it. To fire at the enemy. So, don't worry about what you're going to eat. He fed Elijah. And he was right there by that brook of water. Didn't even realize it. Where he could drink. What about the children of Israel that God delivered from Pharaoh, from Egypt? And they wandered around in the desert for 40 years. And the promised land was right around the corner. Because they mumbled and they complained day in and day out about how God was taking care of them. But God was testing them. He already knew their hearts. As he knows our hearts, he knows your heart and the intent of your heart. You don't want to be a person that is never satisfied. No matter what. No matter who. You just cannot be happy or have enough of anything. If someone gives you a hi, how you doing? Why you say that? No, you know, just, I think it's called a type of, and is it unthankful or just bitterness because life has not treated you kindly? At least you thought that it could have treated you much better. But, you know, some people are like that. They can find no, it's okay, or I got a smile on my face because I feel good today. No matter what happens, I know that I am important to God if I'm not important to anybody else. I heard a person say, and they were talking about me, don't nobody want her. Oh, I was just kidding. You don't say things like that. My response was, God wants me. He loves me. He needs me. That was my response. At the time, I didn't give a hoot who did or did not want me. I'm more focused on who does want me, and that's God. So don't think that, you know, someone that you may not like, or maybe you like them and maybe you just want to say a joke. Be careful the jokes that you say or how you speak about people. Because, you know, they have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as well. You don't know where anyone's relationship is concerning that. You just don't know where they are in Christ Jesus. Nor did they know where I was in Christ Jesus. And I really didn't care. As long as God sees me, he's okay with me. He loves me. He takes care of me. I'm not out on the street begging nobody for anything. God forbid my children are, or my grandchildren. I hope they're not either. But anyway, this was Elijah. And those were the children of Israel coming out of being delivered from Pharaoh across that Red Sea. But they were never satisfied. They never had enough. And then they start serving this golden calf and dancing around it and saying, oh, you be the gods that delivered us from Egypt. Just totally spun around, out of control. We want to stay focused. We want to be optimistic. We want to put our trust, all our trust in God. All of it. Whether we can see it or not. And you know, there is a verse in the Bible where this man says, God says, well, do you believe? He says, I believe, but help, Lord, my unbelief. Help me to believe what I don't believe. Help me to see what I don't see. Help me to hear what I don't hear. He's there for your help. He's there for my help. Just like Elijah, he was there to deliver him when he thought he was the only one left fighting for the Lord Jesus Christ, or speaking for the Lord Jesus Christ, or exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. He thought he was the only one, but he was not. And it says, do not worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, or what you will wear. For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But then he says, if you want to know how to get all these things, he says what? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And is that true? And if we didn't believe that that was true, we see now today that is definitely true. And it used to be day to day, but now it's hour to hour. You don't know what's going to fly up on your news scan on your phone. We go through all type of things. And the title of this was, again, God Knows Your Needs. Lando, a jeepney, a form of public transport in the Philippines, driver in Manila, gulped down coffee at a roadside stall. Daily commuters were back again after the COVID-19 lockdowns. I was just talking about COVID, wasn't I? Okay. And the sports event today means more passengers, he thought. I'll get back. Lost income. Finally, I can stop worrying. He was about to start driving when he spotted Ronnie on a bench nearby. The street sweeper looked troubled, like he needed to talk, but every minute counts, Lando thought. The more passengers, the more income. I can't linger. But he sensed that God wanted him to approach Ronnie, so he did. Jesus understood how difficult it is not to worry. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 27, which we have read. So he assures us that our Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need. Verse 32. We are reminded not to be anxious for anything, but through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. So that means that you can ask. When you feel like you don't have enough, you can ask for more. When you feel like you need and it has not been supplied, you can ask God for what you need. But to trust Him and devote ourselves to doing what He wants us to do, which was seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. As we embrace and obey His purposes, we can have confidence that our Father, who clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will provide for us according to His will, just as He provides for all creation. Because of Lando's conversation with Ronnie, the street sweeper eventually prayed to become a believer in Christ. and God still provided enough passengers that day. Lando shared, "He reminded me my needs were his concern. Mine was simply to follow him." Then it asks a question, "What anxieties weigh on your heart today? What are you worried about today that you can't fix, that you can't change? What are you worried about today? Do not worry. Do not." You know, that creates a anxiety situation in your life where you're anxious and you're just nervous. And it can make you sick. Have you been so worried that you've been sick before? Just made yourself sick because you couldn't change the outcome. You didn't create the beginning of a thing. And you can't change the thing. But we have to remember the one who can. God changes things. Prayer changes things. When you lay these things in God's lap and leave it there, you can't put it there and take it back. You have to leave it there. "Lord, I give this to you. Oh my, I can't handle this anymore." You have to fix it. If you don't fix it, Lord God, it will not be fixed. And leave it there. Don't you dare go back and pick it up. Leave it there and watch God work. Let him be glorified in your life. Let him be glorified when things are not going right. Let him be glorified when you're in need and no one is there to help you. He'll change your hearts and minds and turn people around and send them in different directions. Even if you're in danger, you can pray, "Lord, give them another thought. Turn them around away from me." He's our protector. He's our sustainer. He is all that we need. And he is there for each and every one of you. He's there for you. Don't worry. Don't weigh your mind down, your heart down, your body down, because it has a chain reaction. I've been worried like that. Anxiety, and then fear sets in. Then you have an anxiety attacks. Don't worry. And the next question says, what steps can you take to surrender your cares to God? First of all, you must believe that he is. That he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. That means he rewards us with peace. He rewards us with solutions. He rewards us with positive outcomes in our lives and those we may be praying for. He is, and he does reward us. So that's first step. Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Then, trust him with your life, your mind, your heart, your will, and your emotions. Trust him because he cares for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, trusts in, relies on, depends on him, shall be saved. So he must care for you. So God cares for you. So those are the steps you can take to surrender your cares to him. I know I came to a point where I just gave up. I just completely gave up on me leading my life. Because I was going nowhere but in a circle, just like the children of Israel. They was going in this circle for 40 years, same circle. Can you imagine that? Maybe you've been going around in a circle. I can attest I've been in that circle before. Maybe you're going around in that circle. And you don't even realize it right now. But then you're thinking, didn't I come this way before? Yeah, we God is saying, okay, come out of that circle. Here I am. Trust me. Let me deliver you. Let me set your path straight and not crooked. Because, you know, if we're not optimistic about anything else, we should be optimistic about God and His ability to do and to accomplish whatever we need done in our lives. Number one, let's go there. Let's trust Him. Above all else, let's trust Him. We need Him. Dear God, I don't need to worry because you have promised to care and provide for me. That's the prayer. Remember the prayer. Remember the Lord. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you. Have a great weekend.